Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, May 24th, 2015. My name is Sucharita, and a warm welcome to all of those of you who are joining for the first time, or those of you who have been joining from its inception of this program. This is a weekly call service that's offered through Pillai Center on with Dr. Pillai's grace and blessings. It's been going on for about a year and a half, maybe even close to 2 years. It's been such a fabulous journey to meet new people who are recently attracted to Dr. Pillai's teachings through Pillai Center or Astroved or through other word of mouth, maybe their friends, family members. We get to hear from those of you who have been with Dr. Pillai for many years, and then also from those who have joined programs and have maybe not necessarily met him in person yet, but have a strong connection to the teachings and to his energy. And that's what we're here to do, is to remind everyone that as we come to know Dr. Pillai and the teachings, there's some sort of reason. We don't just haphazardly, although it may seem like that, we don't just come across a great teacher like this and the teachings that will help to transform our lives for no reason. So we have to delve deep inside of ourselves to understand, how did we get here? Just like in anything in life, you know, how did you end up with the person that you're married to, or you're having a relationship with, or you're even back from the beginning? How did you end up with your parents, or start with your parents and family members? How did you get through school? How did you get through your jobs? How did you get to this point in your life where you're established in your career? Or maybe you're still scrambling for that right, quote-unquote, person in your life, relationship in your life, the perfect social or friends circle in your life, the perfect spiritual path, the perfect job, you know, the right place to live, the right clothes to wear, the right car to drive, the right vacation to go on. Life is an adventure. Life is what we make it. Life is how we perceive the world around us, how we perceive ourselves, what is going on within us. So we come to Dr. Pillai, who's a very enlightened master from the Siddha lineage, and he is very, very, very compassionate towards all human beings, because he understands, just as the Siddhas understand, the human condition. And the human condition is that everyone has some inner conflict going on at any given moment in time. And whether you know it, or it's brought to your attention or to your awareness, or whether you don't know it, if you go inside, you will understand, there's my situation that I have certain feelings about, or I have certain thoughts about, and I keep repeating the pattern in some cases, and so on. And whatever you're observing inside of yourself, and inside of yourself can mean maybe your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings of the body, at the body level, so pain, blockages. There's an energy in there that doesn't feel so smooth and blissful and flowing. It's kind of rough and, grating you, or feeling heavy or low within you, and so on. And so whatever is going on inside of you is getting reflected outside. So during this past week, We've come into a new moon, which is like a fresh, clean slate, to take a look at what's going on inside, because whatever is going on inside, as we've said this many times throughout the program, whatever is going on inside is what will manifest on the outside. And people may say, well, I just want this, I just want that, and all I want is this good life. But then you have to really say to yourself, what am I doing to hold me back from manifesting this or that, whatever this or that is for you? And generally, it reflects a better, more fulfilling quality of life. We're not going to ask for things that are going to be disturbing us. We're already disturbed enough just by looking outside and going, gee, I wish the weather was nice, and then having to deal with that getting out. So when we take that inventory during this full moon, new moon, it means we get to start fresh. We need to say, okay, for whatever up until that point has been disturbing me, I have to really take a look at it, because as the moon gets on the waxing phase, it gets brighter and brighter and brighter till it becomes the full moon, which we see in the sky on the 15th day of this cycle. So for the next couple of weeks, we've wanted to see, okay, what are we manifesting? Are we manifesting more anxiety, anger, frustration, love, joy, happiness, gratitude for what we have, for the people who are around us, supporting us? Or are we beating ourselves up because we don't have what we want? Why isn't this happening? And we go into these swings back and forth, and it's like a battle going on. And then what we do is we lash out at others. It's your fault. It's his fault. It's her fault. It's my mother's fault. It's my father's fault. It's my teacher's fault. It's my employer's fault. It's my boss's fault. It's my coworker's fault. It's my kid's fault. You know, it just is endless what we do to ourselves. And so when we meet someone like Dr. Pillai, we say, well, you're so compassionate. These teachings are so great. They make me to feel so good in the time that I'm doing them. But then what do we do when we don't manifest what is supposed to happen coming out of these teachings, meditations, mantra practices? We lash out when things don't happen accordingly. Instead, what do we need to do? That's what we're all here to figure out. That's what this weekly program is all about. It's like in life. You go for something and you say, this is the perfect girl or the perfect guy. You have a relationship. Does it ever turn out to be the perfect girl or perfect guy? Maybe, maybe not. It's like the job. We say, this is what I really want to do. I'm going to go to school and I'm going to spend thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, on my education. I don't care. I'm going to just take loans. I'm going to beg, borrow. I want to get this done. And you get it done and you get to the job, the career. Is it what you wanted? Maybe not. It's like the thing you wanted, the material thing, the car, the house, the job, the vacation. Is it what you wanted? Maybe, maybe not. But does that mean that down the road, it could be fabulous? Maybe, maybe not. So this is what life is. It's a mystery. It's an adventure that you go on with your own experiences. And then you learn from your experiences, from what people have shared with you, taught you, and you discern what is going to be good for you to take with you at that moment in time and guide you accordingly, or what is it that you give to others? And then they reflect back on you what it is that you're saying to them. And then you say to yourself, oh, am I this way? Are they that way? Maybe, maybe not. So this is the whole life. It goes on and on and on like this. So what to do? What to do? You just carry on in life, isn't it? So we're here to reset our goals for this waxing cycle since the new moon. And since we had our great talk last week from Radha, the Vedic astrologer, if you go on to the Sundays with Sucharita blog, you'll see the sun has now transited into Taurus. And Taurus is a sign that gives that tremendous ability to feel things are going to go a little bit slower than they did last month. It won't be so fiery and exciting and adventurous and, wild and purifying and upsetting, you know, all those things that it was when the sun was transiting through the sign of Aries, which is a fire sign, and Mars was along with it. So it was a lot of fire energy, a lot of purification energy, a lot of uncomfortability, which we have heard from members over the last month. Because fire can hurt, but then it moves up to the higher level, so it pushes you. It makes you to transcend all those silly things that you keep looking at within you that are dragging you down. And then that drag down reflects out. So now that the sun is moving into Taurus, it's a more grounded and luxury-loving sign, meaning that it brings your attention to what makes you to feel comfortable. And it makes you to work hard towards your goals. And you can rely on others, you can get support of others, and you appreciate that. You don't go and say and lash out at them, why is this happening? Because you have to bring yourself out of that fiery experience of the sun transiting through Aries. So we're constantly challenging ourselves to be really aware every week that the planets are affecting us. And every month, the sun is really illuminating the areas of our life that are being affected. So I encourage you to read the blog if you haven't already. And if you have already, read it again and again and again, especially if you're a little bit upset still. Because if you're upset, then you don't want to bring comfort to yourself. I'm going to just say that. Being upset as an adult, I'm assuming everyone here is at that stage of adulthood. If we're all at this stage, we've had some experiences in life that have been very upsetting, very humiliating in some cases, very challenging. And we have to look at how we've managed that and what we've learned from it and how we're going to move forward with it, bringing in these teachings from this point onward. If you're bringing in these teachings in any of the programs that are offered through Apply Center and you are not changing your own behavior, then these teachings are going to keep illuminating that pattern in you. So you'll look and you'll say, this program isn't working for me. This teacher isn't working for me. This support is not working for me. We have to say to ourselves, oh my God, What am I reflecting out? I'm not working. I'm not working. I'm not taking the steps to make my life a better life. Or if I am taking the steps, I'm not doing it with humility. I'm not doing it with patience. I'm not doing it with hard work and steadiness. I'm not doing it with love, kindness, sweet speech. I'm doing it like a kicking and screaming child. So I better take a look at that. Because I'm an adult now, and no one is going to want to be around a kicking and screaming adult for very long. Wow, I should look at all areas of my life and see who my friends are, who my support circle is, who my work colleagues are. How are they all relating to me? How am I relating to them? So the conflict goes on and on and on. If it's smooth and steady, as Dr. Pillai says, keep manifesting that. Keep praying and, ask the divine to support you on that path, whether it's your career, whether it's your family, whether it's your relationship, your spiritual path, and so on. But pray even more when it's not. So what's the common denominator you're going to pray? What is prayer? Prayer is just deep meditation. These teachings will take you into that state where you will understand you are connected to your higher self that says what you're doing to yourself, because no one else is doing it, what you are doing to yourself is not having a steady mind. And when you don't have a steady mind, it doesn't matter what anyone is going to say or do to help you. You will destroy it. You will imagine things. You will come to some sort of conclusion about things. You will justify things, just as a child does when they kick and scream at the mother who is just saying, hey, relax, calm down. We're just trying to help you to understand here's where you're at. Here's what happened in the situation. It's not so bad. Let's just move on. What are we doing to make this to be a better situation for you? La, 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 la. Then what? You need a timeout. The mother knows you need a timeout. You don't think you do, because you're just in this state. So once you calm down and you finish being mad at the mother, you come out, oh, mom, I'm so sorry. Or dad. Or boss. Or support person. You know, those who care about you. It's interesting, they say, that there's a saying that says, goes something like, we always hurt the ones we love. Right? It's true, to a certain extent. There's truth to everything, and you will justify that truth, right? So what's the best truth or route to follow in life? Keep going inside. Keep praying. I don't know, God, this looks a little strange here. It's pushing my buttons. You better step up to the plate here and tell me what I need to do, because I'm just about to hit a foul ball. If you don't know what that means, it's baseball terms where you're just going to, you know, strike out eventually with this situation. Foul means it's just not good. It's out. It's way out of bounds. It's not even in the game. It's in the game, but it's not going to count as anything. It's going to count as a strike against you. So that's all metaphors and philosophy, which, as Dr. Pillai says, that's not going to bake the bread. So the teaching that has come up today, because I never know what I'm going to say week to week, is that we have to take the inventory, take the time out to stop kicking and screaming at other people, at ourselves, for our mistakes, for their so-called lack of support in your eyes. All the justification, all the judgment, all this, that, and the other thing. Throw it out the window, as Dr. Ply says, because this coming week, if we pay attention to the energies of this week and to the energy of the sun where it's illuminating in our life, and it will help us to be really steady in our mind. It will help us to be grateful for all the people in our lives, the comfort that we have, having a roof over our head, having the ability to be in a place that is going to help us to progress in life from this week day to the next day to the next day. It doesn't mean that we'll be staying there for the rest of our lives. It just means that when we're really present to what we have and all the things that we can be grateful for, because it's making us to have some comfortability, then we are going to be naturally flowing with the sun in Taurus. It will give us that sense of, steadiness, that steadfastness in every step we're taking, in the work we are doing towards making our lives better through our family, through our friends, through our job. And even if you don't have great support coming from all of those areas, you have one. Who's that? You. And who's you? God. Because if all those things are taken away, who's left? You. And your higher self. Your higher self will say, pick up, get going, keep going. Something is bound to happen that will be good. So read the blog. You'll find out where the sun's energy is. It will help you to be more devoted to your spiritual practices. It will help you to get the blessings from that devotion to your spiritual practices. It will help you to be more devoted to your family, friends, support people, all those who care about you deeply. But they don't know how to respond to you because you're kicking and screaming and they see you suffering. But doesn't mean that they stop supporting you. So you're going to feel a little softness coming through for your own self too, because we're our own worst enemies at times. We kick and scream to self-sabotage our efforts just when we are about to have a breakthrough and experience success, the most beautiful success of all of our life to this point. We sabotage it. And then when we justify it. So stop that cycle. So how to at the mind level is a bit of a game. It's a monkey mind. It will go yes, no, right, wrong, good, bad, all the rest. And generally, as Dr. Ply says, and all the masters say, and anyone who has been through challenges in life, that we will tend to look at the negative before we can grasp on to the positive. Or we tend to be more pessimistic than we tend to be optimistic. So what is faith? Faith is utter positivity. Keep cultivating that. Just do little things. Like just notice, it's the sun is shining today. I have food in my fridge, or I'm just about to go get some. I can go for a walk. I can have a roof over my head. I have clothes. I have freedom, relative freedom to move around, to speak, to say. I have support people, whether I talk to them or not, in my life, whether I'm distant from my family, friends, colleagues, whatever, doesn't matter. they know when they see me, they will say hello. How are you doing? There will be someone. Maybe I can reach out to somebody who I know who is suffering even more than I am. Maybe I know them, maybe I don't know them. As Dr. Ply said, you've got to feel this. So Taurus is about feeling. It's about having that desire to feel comfort, to feel love, to express that comfort and love and joy for life, no matter what you're going through. I was talking to a mother who said, my kid has everything. It was their birthday, and the kid just got gifts and was throwing them out of the wrappers and just throwing, okay, thanks, okay, next, next, next. And then at the end of the whole thing, which didn't last very long, there was just presents everywhere, the mother said to me, I just want to take her to a third world country. I said, why? Are you guys going to go traveling? What's going on there? I don't know how else to express, to share with her about how fortunate she is compared to other kids, and that she has to respect everything she has. We're teaching her. We take her to church. I said, is she up for it? She said, the surprising thing was, she said, yeah, Mom, I want to see that because I don't know what you're talking about. They give gifts to, food drives, and they do things in their community, but it's all reflecting, very good, relatively good conditions. So she wants to take her to Africa, which she'll do. And the kid is looking forward to it. We want to be taught how to be in life from a very early age. We want to. And then as we're going along, that's why we kick and scream continually as adults until someone says, here, this is how you can do it in a different way. This is how you can be in a different way. So this sun moving into Taurus, through Taurus, and then towards the full moon, which is coming up, I believe it's next week. Let me just see. Oh, we're here in a seventh moon. Yeah, so it'll be next Monday. Not this coming Monday, but the next Monday or Tuesday, something like that. Yeah. So up until that point, this week is going to be about getting rid of stuff. It's eighth moon is tomorrow, according to the New York calendar. And that is going to help us to root out any negativity, because the eighth moon on the waxing cycle represents the goddesses who destroy negativity. And they get rid of deep-seated stuff. And when that comes to the surface or to your awareness, it feels like you're reliving it. So just have a heads up that maybe even today, depending on where you are in the world, but tomorrow and the next day for sure, Monday and Tuesday, maybe Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, there's going to be some churning going on. But at the same time, you'll just know that the mother is taking care. That goddess energy is taking care to destroy the negativity. So it might be a good time to take a time out, as if you would, where everything is just way too upsetting. So don't even speak to anyone when you're in a bad state. Take responsibility for how you are approaching everything in your life. So when you're responsible, you have the ability to respond. To what? To your own emotions, to your own thoughts. Get in a stable state of mind. That's what meditation will do. It will put you in a stable state of mind, a very prayerful state, a very communicative state, where you're thinking about your relationship to yourself, to your higher self, and to others. So there's a community going on. You're communing with everyone in your life, including your higher self and this state of who you are right now, which is attaining that higher wisdom, or it's trying to integrate all that energy that's coming in or experience that's coming in from within. So meditation keeps you in a steady state, a steady stream of connection to your higher self, your God self, your divine self. So who's coming in is these negative, these goddesses, this energy that will clean out negativity. And as it's getting cleaned out, just like when we tear our closets apart to get rid of crap, it's a big mess sometimes. But you don't get mad at the mess, or you don't, relive the memories. You can see, oh, yes, my God, those were my memories. You have that as a thought, but you don't relive it and say, that's who I am now moving forward. So I will, therefore, I pulled out a box of pictures that reminded me of all these bad times or these good times or whatever. That was you. That was then. Who are you now? Okay, I've learned from this. Now I've got to be more humble, more patient, more selective in my interactions, how I interact with others. Whenever you're doing something like that, so this is a good time to just get rid of stuff and that is no longer serving you. And so you might feel it as it's leaving. You might feel, oh my God, deep-seated depression's coming up. Oh my God. Wait a day or two. You won't feel it anymore. Just notice it. It's coming out of you. It's being released from you. You don't have to grab it and be that anymore. So the goddesses are going to churn stuff up. Then by around the end of the week, you're going to have the energy to bring in Lord Vishnu, who helps you to sustain. And the planet Venus and Lakshmi is the overlord. That's helps you to sustain as well, because it's also about, it's these 2 days, 11th and 12th moons, are about bringing in more comfort into your life through material comfort, sustaining your projects that you're doing, creating harmony in your workplace, in the home family life, creating harmony from within you after the churning has come out, is finished. And then it's also, you can have a money miracle. But if you're saying, okay, God, you give me, and you're just like this, we all know what that looks like. It's not going to work if you're not taking the steps in your own life. You have to take the steps in your own life. You have to say, okay, I've learned from this. I cannot be this way with anyone anymore, not even myself. Then what will happen? Gradually, or maybe even it will be like an enlightening moment, someone will say to you, my God, you've changed. This is awesome. What happened? I just thought about this. I was going through this situation in my life and I was blaming everybody else. I was blaming myself. I was feeling bad. I was feeling this. I was feeling that. And I just said, enough. I just want to be a different way. And I'm going to start with you because you asked. I want to start with thank you for asking. If you just say the word thank you, the two words, thank you, doesn't matter in any language. What is the response? You have touched someone so deeply. You've touched yourself so deeply. Thank you for existing. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for acknowledging me. So build that up. So these are just little tips and tools that you can, munch on. The intellect can munch on, but we want to have an experience now. So that as we're moving into the weekend, the next weekend, so we'll have some energy to sustain our manifestations, to enjoy the comforts that we're thinking that we want to manifest this coming week, and then we'll go into Saturday. And Saturday is ruled by Saturn. It's even in the word, Saturday, Saturn. So what does that mean? It wants us to slow down, because that's what Shani is, the name in Sanskrit, and Shani means to slow down. Slow down enough, be disciplined enough, be patient enough, be steady enough, so the right download can come. The big energy can come in and pour through you from head to toe, clean you out, because it's a Pradosham day, a 13th moon, on a Saturday, that will help to really give you that sense of you are totally connected to a new energy, because you've wiped out all the bad stuff that was hidden in your baby toe so far from your head that you didn't even know it was there. So this is the forecast for the week, kind of the layout of the energy that is going. You could be really tuning into. And if you, it doesn't have to be a big drama either. I'm just saying that for effect, because most people need to hear kind of extremes. But if you're just going along and you're saying nothing is happening, it's just smooth and steady state, then really you are in the natural flow of what the energy of the sun moving through Taurus, very steady, very steadfast in your efforts, your work, whatever it is that you're doing. And that will bring a comfortability. So if that's strange for you to experience that, then that's a good sign, because it's a sign of transformation that you get to experience it. Because a lot of us are drama kings and queens, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. And what we do is we affect other people. And there's a miscommunication, because others will say, oh my God, I was so like worried about you or this and that. No, I was just... So we waste so much energy and we miscommunicate to others. And really, it's not a big deal. And if it is a big deal, then go get the right help. If your finances are a mess, go to a financial advisor. Go to your bank. If your health is a mess, go to your doctor. Go get your health checked. If your relationship is a mess, get counseling. Go to a church or a priest or some social community support that will help you to understand what you need to do. What you need to do to take the steps to make each of those areas of your life much more fulfilling, more rewarding, regardless of your perspective on what you think is happening. All right. Let's get into a state of meditation. Now that all this stuff has been churned up and brought to our attention, forget about it. It is what it is. And this is based on, what is being presented to us today and in the coming days until we meet again. And then what we can in the meantime is experience something that will give us a heads up from within. If a thought comes up as we're doing the meditation that is very disturbing, let it go. Practice letting it go. How do you do that? Just ignore it. Avoid it. Let it be there in the background. You know it's there. It's just going to have a timeout in your mind. It's not going to hurt you. Because in this moment, nothing can hurt you. Nothing can harm you. So you go into the state of meditation where you're in communion with your higher self. And your higher self will reveal what needs to be released. So if it's nasty stuff that needs to be released, bye-bye. See ya. Thank you for showing yourself as you leave. Wow, I didn't know I had that in me. Goodbye. If there's great stuff coming up and in to your body, mind, soul, you might feel them. As the pain gets released, either on the emotional, psychological, spiritual level, and so on, physical level, there becomes a void. So that void will get filled. So if fear comes up, anger comes up, frustration comes up, depression comes up, then what are you going to fill it with? There's a void. Right? So be alert. Whatever crap is coming out, fill it with something else. Fill where? Doesn't matter. Just put in your consciousness. Divinity. Energy. Love. Bliss. Gratitude. Love. Joy. Because we haven't felt that. We're numb to it. Some of us. Or even if we felt it before, we can't, for some reason, we don't feel it again. And then we'll open the call for some lively, hopefully, always is, an informative discussion. So I just need to put this on. Yeah, so you can unmute yourself by pressing *6 and then just ask a question or share an experience.
Hi, Sucharita. This is Radha from Monterey.
Hey, Radha. How are you?
Hi. Good. Thank you for that really in-depth meditation. And I want to say thank you for your comments before because I felt like almost everything just related to me. Because I just had like a meltdown yesterday, and I was really, it was like, I was like a 2-year-old having a tantrum, because I'm looking for like a new job, a better career, and it's not going very well, it's not going how I want it to go, and so I really appreciated your comments, and now I am having a better perspective, and I think all the karma busting and negativity busting and the meditation really help too.
Oh, great. So what are the steps that you're going to take? Just to share with other people in case they don't want to say anything in this public forum to comment, what would you recommend? Or what are you going to do to move forward?
Well, I guess I'm just going to keep looking and applying to things. And I just admitted that I kind of came to this point where I just admitted, like, I really have no clue what to do. And I've always been that way with career. And the funny thing is, I'll share this because it relates to astrology, too, because, you know, there's like, 3 planets in Taurus right now, the Sun, Mars, and Mercury. So it's a lot of energy there. That's my, just for me personally, that's my 10th house of profession. So I think that's probably one reason why I'm feeling like a lot of pressure, and I'm able to see like what's really not working and what I don't quite know how to change it. But I guess I'm just gonna keep applying to stuff and try to keep an open mind because maybe it'll be something totally different that I have to change to. Who knows?
Right, and this is so great. Thanks so much, Radha. And for everybody who is listening, Radha is the Vedic astrologer. So she's bringing in, the planets are so important to us because they're the ones who are waking up to us and maybe disturbing us in a way that says, come on, in this point in life, you might be looking, you might be thinking you should be looking in some other direction, but we're telling you to look in this direction. So maybe looking at the planets and how they're affecting us in, you know, in a serving kind of way or maybe a supportive kind of way, depending on how they're placed in your chart or how it's resonating with you or shaking you up, it's to help us to, you know, reflect, okay, what do these planets represent? So what area in our life, so for example, if you, Radha, or anyone else who is having a career challenge right now, including myself, I'm looking at the project in the same way I've always looked at it. Instead of saying, hey, planets, what are you trying to show me? What do I need to focus on? So thanks for that comment, Radha, because for myself, it said, you know, that Mercury is in retrograde right now, meaning that I have to look more within and see what resonates with me. And if it's causing me grief and anxiety and, you know, I'm not thinking straight, I've got to really pray to Lord Mercury to get clarity, because the Sanskrit name for Mercury is Buddha. And Buddha comes from that steady state, that peace of mind, that sense of fullness, that sense of high intuition or wisdom or intelligence that can spontaneously, like in an instant, it's very fast moving. So in an instant, it can reveal, this is the job. And I'll be going, what? Or this is the path that you have to take. Or this is what you have to say to the person. And it will have to trust that that is the correct. That's the spontaneous, correct connection. And then the divine will reveal. I can turn it around on a dime for you. And then Mars gives that strength and courage and willpower to just say, yeah, that's it. Even though I'm scared out of my mind or I don't know how they're going to respond, but it's coming from within. And then that energy from within can express itself. And the sun in Taurus making it to be really steady and stable, it will slow things down enough to give that sense of here's, it can be feel really grounded. So if our, if we're trying, for myself, I'm trying to think things through or think it, overthink it or overanalyze or, you know, play it out before it's even happened, then I'm missing. So these planets right now are causing me to be disturbed of my old pattern, my old way of being, and it's making me to say, okay, I got to look at things in a different way because I have to get different results than I've always gotten before, and I can't outsmart myself because that is just ego-driven, right? The ego thinks it's doing the thing. It's the divine that's doing it. So even though maybe a little bit scared or we don't, like you said, Radha, we don't know exactly what it is, just keep trusting and trying and putting the effort in. And you can always say no to those jobs, even if they're outrageous. You know, you can just say, no, I'm going to just go for it anyways. And then if they say, okay, you're not qualified or this or that, you say, okay, well, what do I need to be qualified for that? They might say, oh, you just need this. And you go, what? That's all I need? Oh, my God, that's doable. So we don't even, we won't even take the steps unless we take some steps, you know? Kind of, we have to push through inside of us. And we have to say, okay, there's all this shaking up going on, but help me to continue to take the steps that I need to take to push through this certain experience. And do it in a divine way. Do it that it's so spontaneously correct that it's beyond my understanding or beyond whatever I could even dream about or imagine it to be. I'll imagine it to be the best possible outcome because that's what I am. I'm like, make it easy, make it the best. And then look at the overlords too. You know, Mercury's overlord is Vishnu and it's also Krishna. And Krishna's all about making things to be so easy. And his consort is Radha and she wants everything to be just easy too. and spontaneously correct, instantaneous manifestation. So, you know, that's what we can look forward to in when we come up against challenges and we don't exactly know what the step is that we need to take. Just taking a step and trusting that I'm surrendering this to my higher self. And my higher self is going to show me what's going to be the next thing. And if the next thing is it's going to be totally bad, it will tell you that, and you'll have learned that. Oh, my God, I'm definitely not going down that road. And it will teach you that you have choice. And then you'll be able to see, oh, I know what I don't want, and this is what I want. This is what I want. And then, too, pushing for something that's beyond or, beyond our qualifications or our abilities or our skill set, that's good. It helps us to grow. So then we can just find out more from that experience. I work with Hanuman Das, who you know, Radha, and those people who are maybe listening for the first time, they may not know. There's a service that's offered through AstroVed, and it's called Advisory Services. And work with a Siddha called Hanuman Das, and he also is empowered by Dr. Pillai to help people to break through their old ways of being and to really break through at that deep level, removing all congested energies around their life up until this point. It's a whole process that you go through. And then he gives guidance that says, you just keep pushing forward. You might have to apply for 20 more times, or you might have to call this person every week for the next 52 weeks that you're working with him, because he works with you for a year. And it doesn't matter what you think or the person thinks. You just got to keep doing it. And what it's taught me is that things can happen overnight. Okay, that's the miracle. But also, what's happening in those 52 weeks or those 20 times or those, whatever it is that he recommends, until you bust through that karma. What happens is you learn to focus. You learn that if you have this main focus like a laser beam, it will eventually cut through all that stuff. And it will never be the same again, right? And you will have that determination, that energy to do it, that sense of steadiness, that sense of discipline, or the ability to keep doing your life and then keep having that main focus, that primary focus. We get scattered so much in our lives. We scatter our energy, and then we wonder why we can't manifest that very thing that could change everything in our life, all areas of our life. So when we're coming up against it, whether it's relationship issue, whether it's health issue, whether it's a job or career move issue, money issue, spiritual, we can't seem to evolve spiritually. We're all over the place. We can't seem to get a steadiness there. So whatever that area is in your life, or might be one, maybe, you know, can focus on two at the most. And then just keep that laser beam focus and that energy to sustain all the steps that you take every day. If you just focus on that one thing and you have a breakthrough in it, I don't want to say the word guarantee, but from what I've learned in my life, even before I met Dr. Pillai in this lifetime, and for the past 20 years I've been with him, is that you just stay the course. No matter what is going on inside of your head that says otherwise, and no matter what you see in your life that says otherwise, you stay that course. You focus on that thing until it manifests. And once that thing manifests, you will see everything else in your life, every other aspect that you had, not, you know, that wasn't disturbed. You could manage those areas. They all become super great instantaneously because you took the hardest thing. For you to have a breakthrough, the most difficult or the most challenging thing, and you kept at it and busting it and breaking through the illusion around it that you couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And that in the meantime, you learned so much about it. Because we depend so much on someone to tell us what to do. And they do, but then we don't believe it. Until we do what? Until we take the steps to make that belief to come true, to a true reality. So whether it's our parents, whether it's a teacher, whether it's, you know, a counselor or a guide or a mentor or a support person, they can blah, blah, blah till the cows come home. But until we do it and we get the results of it, you can say, they were supporting us all the way. Mm-hmm. And they were helping us to stay focused and on track all the way. Mm-hmm. And they were telling us the steps all the way. That it was us that needed to take each step and be steady in it. And there are going to be days where you're going to feel like high as a kite and days where you feel like, I just got run over by a bus. But then what do? You get back up. And you get steady. And you plod along. And then you might have highs and you might have lows. But you keep staying steady and focused until you meet that target. Because all the divine beings are within us. That energy is within us. And it's also surrounding us. And it is the golden age, as Dr. Pillai is taking us through to our resonate with that energy. And it's not just Dr. Pillai. All the spiritual masters are saying it, that this is the age that we are living in right now where you don't want to blink and miss it. So not sometime down the future, but just every day you'll see, oh my God, this situation, this family, this workplace, there are little scenes changing now. The story of my life is changing. The scenes are changing. The people, the actors, the characters are the same. But the scene is changing. So tune into that and then grasp on to all those tidbits of positivity that you see. And whatever you see, you will manifest. If you continue to see fear, anxiety, anger, this person is this person is that, and it's not fun at all. And why don't they ever change? Why don't I change? Why do I think this? Blah, blah, blah. If you continue to do that, that is exactly the movie you're going to see and will show up in the life. Now, that can be going on, but then the scene can change, and that can be very exciting because you can have a very exciting ending somewhere way down the road. But in the meantime, the scene can change. And that's what meditation is all about, too, and that's what the teachings of Dr. Pillai are all about too, is that we can change our destiny. Wherever we were destined to go at any given moment in time, we have the ability to change it. We can change the destiny by staying alert and bringing in the consciousness through the sounds, through the teachings, through the rituals, through the services, the remedies, the support. We have that energy, so we can use it to fuel our thoughts. Even if we don't think we're going to do it on our own, we're not doing it on our own. We never are on our own because there's always the gods and goddesses and archetypes that on the spiritual path we don't necessarily know or are aware of at a very deep level. We may have an awareness at an intellectual level or some experiences here and there, but they're always there. So this is the time, the golden age, is where we get back to that consciousness. It's always been within us. Now it's going to get lit up. And so it's not just people on the spiritual path or maybe on this call or in other programs that Dr. Pillai offers. It's everywhere. So look in your life everywhere and see the God within every single one. And it might be a spark, just 1 second, grab it and make that your next storyline for that character in your life and cultivate that within them. And you'll see the miracle happen because it's the divine in them that says, oh, you recognize me. You've stopped judging me based on this, that, or the other thing, past, present, whatever. And then you'll start to say, oh, my God, I'm radiating that from within me. That's showing me, oh, that's who that is all about. Oh, that's who I am with them. Oh, I better change who I am with them because they're not getting that I am this loving being no matter what they say to me. They can say I'm this or that. I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm angry at them. I'm this or that, judging. I better change within me what I am saying back to them or reflecting back to them so that they feel more connected to the divine within me. And then we do a divine dance of life and interaction. And we catch ourselves. We mute. I've been saying this in the last week on other calls. We have to mute the stuff we're saying to ourselves about ourselves and about what we can and cannot do. So we press the mute button or delete, which means just pause and allow some other intelligence to come in that will bring more fulfilling, more rewarding, more nurturing intelligence and support. And then we will be able to express that. And it can be even just as an acknowledgement that, oh, I just really understand that I have to stop doing that. So now I need to get some intelligence that will help me to move forward. And even if it's just a step forward, that's all I need. Just show me. So whatever area in your life, you just need that affirmation or confirmation or acknowledgement. Just say, it doesn't matter where it comes from. I just need to know that this is it. And if you have to throw me 10 things that it's not it, that's fine. I will go for that. As Dr. Pillai says, there's so many negative forces that are coming and blocking us. But just keep going because there will be that one that's beyond all that. That's all you need. So I hope that's been a little bit helpful comment around that, Radha, that you just shared, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Sucharita. I really appreciate it. That was really helpful.
Okay, sister. Anything else?
No, that's all for me. It'd be nice
okay.
to hear what other folks have to say.
Yeah, okay. Have a good week. So, is there anyone else who has any questions or you have any comments about what's going on with you that might be helpful for others? Because this...
Sucharita?
Yes, who's this?
Yeah, this is Ramya.
Ramya,
California.
How are you?
How are you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to share something with, in case it helps people.
Sure.
I'm just having, it's since this last week, it's kind of intensified, and I'm just having all kinds of experiences of joy and support and love for it's the goddess meditation that you actually did a long time ago for Navaratri, where you have Kleem, Shrimbrazi, and Aim, and the three goddesses. And I do that every morning, and it's just, I'm having this fabulous experiences from it. And so I just wanted to kind of share with people in case they feel like they're you know, things aren't working. You never know when. It's been slowly growing in me, but I mean, you know, the spiritual path is a very long path. It goes up and down. So I was relating to your comments, you know, earlier. Anyway, I kind of am getting to the state where I feel like I could just go through anything as long as I have them, because I'm getting so much support that's interior, that feels like I can, I'm strong, and no matter what the planets can bring or whatever, I can face it, kind of like. So, and one of the things that I've really noticed is that it's changed my whole direction. I know there's a big change because the direction of my attention has changed to creating value for others instead of trying to get stuff from people, I guess you'd say. It's just, it's a totally, like a 90, you know, degree change. So anyway, I just wanted to share that one of the things that has, I think, that is really missing in the West is that we don't have any divine feminine hardly. And this, and when I went to India, this has totally opened up my entire, and being with Dr. Pillai, my awareness of you know, the divine feminine, and it's just a marvelous thing for me. So that was all. I just wanted to share that.
That's great, Ramya. And what you shared is the goddess coming through you. So your words are really carrying that energy.
And no, that's great.
It's really, I'm not kidding you. I feel, because we've been talking for the past little while from time to time, the calls.
Yeah,
I can really feel that you've been implementing that practice into your life, and that is such a great experience to share with others, because it is, like you said, the spiritual path is a lifelong path. Life is a lifelong path, right?
Yeah, true.
Like,
true.
So, you know, life is going to be the lifelong path is going to be, you know, years going by. So bringing in the spiritual energy that is going to support us is what we can look forward to every day, and it's doable. Like you said, it's growing within you since last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
it is,
and it's growing through some sounds.
Yeah.
Right?
And meditations too, because you're doing different parts of the brain, and you know, I can feel the energies in all the different parts and everything.
Yeah, and that's what a mother does, right? Whether we had that in our life as in this from our biological mother or other people who were motherly or nurturing towards us, we remember feeling that comfort, feeling that you could just go to that person and just for a moment you felt that energy and you felt that comfort and that mothering or that quality that everything is going to be okay, you know. And so if we don't have that in our physical life, or as Dr. Pillai says, if you don't love yourself first and foremost, how can you even expect others to, you know, share that with you, or you to experience that coming from them? Or you to love others. And that's what you said. You said that you took a 90-degree turn.
Mm-hmm.
You said instead of, you know, trying to get something from others, you are creating value towards others and for others. So
it's like my attention's on that all the time.
Yeah. And it is because that goddess energy is within you. And so that is able, you're able to pour that out freely to others because you've been cultivating it. And then what comes back to you? What do you feel back, Ramya, from them?
I feel joy and happiness, and I just feel so thankful, you know, that this has been opened up in me, that I want to give it to people.
Aww.
You know. And I really want to thank you for your meditations, because that has been a catalyst for me I've been using that same, that one meditation, I've been using that for at least 8 months probably.
So, well, you're very welcome. And the Navaratri, that was in this year, right?
I can't remember how long I've been doing it. It's been a long time. It could have been last November or something.
Okay.
Or October, whenever that was.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out so we can guide people towards it. So if you're going on the blog, everyone who's listening, and you want to listen to it again, I think I do too. it's during Navaratri time, which was, I think, October, November of 2014, right?
Yeah, as far as I can, I think it's that, or it could be even farther back, but I think that's when it was.
Okay.
I think it was during the time that, the last time that Dr. Pillai came out with the big Navaratri, you remember he did the 9 different goddesses and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It was a big, big thing. I think it was during that time.
Okay.
When was that?
Yeah, so I'll try and do a scan of it, and then Yagna will send it out in the emailer to everyone.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's been a marvelous meditation for me, and I do it every single morning. And it's like I'm so happy to wake up, and I get, oh, I got to do my goddesses. You know, I get all happy. I get all happy. I get it, you know. Anyway, so. I encourage people from the West that have been neglected in the feminine way like this, that if they can just open up and let go of their, you know, being scared because it's not Christian or something like that, that it's a marvelous thing to have this open up finally.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Rami, because you just tweaked something within me. As I mentioned, do you want to put yourself on mute so there's no distractions in the back, and then you can pop
sure,
back on if
sure.
you want.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Thanks so much, Ramya. So Ramya mentioned something that was really, kind of tweaked me to share with you, in that, you know, the goddess energy isn't just the Hindu goddesses or Greek goddesses or, you know, different Egyptian goddesses, whatever, native goddesses, to whatever your country is or your culture is. It is, can be saints. It can be the feminine energy around you. It can be the mother. It can be men who are very nurturing in your life. There's people on the Christian path who have a Christian background. And they said since they've been studying with Dr. Pillai, they are so drawn to Mother Mary as the goddess. And so it kind of blew their, experience or knowledge or understanding of their Christian path. Not blew it up as in a bad way. It was just blew the boundaries that were containing a certain understanding or depth of experience of this energy that Mother Mary is to Christ. If Christ is God, the Son of God, and God and the Son and the Father are one, then it says, well, it kind of makes sense that Mother Mary got to that level of God consciousness, that she, or Goddess consciousness, that she could bear this being, this God being. And then Christ says, and Mother Mary comforts Christ and helps him to grow and understand that this world is going to be a wild world and you're not going to live for too long. Maybe she didn't say that, but she knew it. But she knew he was going to, on that level of the God consciousness or Goddess consciousness, I better love him because it's going to be a short stay here on the earth plane. I better just do everything that I can to support him, to bring that motherly comfort energy into this being, this child that is being born to me, so that he knows no matter where he goes or what he does, he's going to have that energy and that support. Because he only stayed till, somebody just said to me here on Skype, maybe you want to come and speak as well, but I'll just share your message if you don't. It said that Mother Mary also knew, because it's all written in the scriptures. I guess 32 was the age that Christ was only going to be around till, right? And he only really was doing the teachings for like only about 3 years. But look at how it's impacted the consciousness of humanity for a couple thousand. So it
Hi,
also...
this is Indrani.
Hey, there you are, Indrani.
Here I am.
Please share about your experience with Mother Mary and the goddess energy.
I never really had any kind of relationship with goddesses until I started studying with Dr. Pillai. It wasn't even really that I connected to the Christian goddess, meaning the Virgin Mary, until a year ago when I moved to London, England, and attended church for the first time in here in London, and went into one of the chapels that is devoted to her, and I was moved by mosaic of her and the holding the Christ child. And there's the way that her face looks, it looks like there's so many emotions in her face. It looks like she's protecting her child, but also knowing that she has to give her child away, because it's written in the scriptures, and she, you know, it was all preordained. It was all predicted that this was going to happen, like that she was going to be a virgin and that she was going to get pregnant. And there were prophets that met her and recognized what was happening and told her, you know, this is written in the scriptures, right? And they would show her the scriptures. And and when he was born, you know, the three kings came to see him. These three rich men from far and wide came and followed a star and came to the, the manger in this very rough, like, he was born in a stall in a tiny little town in middle of nowhere. And these rich people came and gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These are big gifts. And Mary, of course, and Joseph were simple people and had never had any kind of, you know, attention brought to them before in their lives. So when I saw this mosaic and I saw these emotions portrayed, I saw her being fiercely protective, but at the same time knowing that her son was going to be taken from her at some point, and that she would be, that her mission really was to raise the Son of Man, bring the Son of Man up to, you know, raise him until it's time for him to start doing his thing. And as a matter of fact, he started hanging out with holy people, like in the temples, when he was about 11 or 12. And there's documented evidence that they would go with him to Jerusalem for these big high holidays, and they wouldn't see him for 2 or 3 days, but they knew that he was okay because he was such a good kid, and because they knew that he was in the temple learning and at some points preaching. So, yeah, that's what I just wanted to share about her and her miraculous life, and the fact that she knew, whether it was obviously or subconsciously, she knew what was going to happen. And she was there with him all the way. And she's pretty much the only one who was, because Joseph died before Jesus became the prophet that he became, the public prophet that he became. And she was the only one that not only was there from the very beginning, but even after he was crucified.
So thank you so much for that. And I love the way you shared it. It was perfect. You know, put into words that we can relate to in our lives.
And so my experience also, I just want to add in, yeah, my experience when I'm in her presence,
yeah,
and it really feels like, for me, and I guess it's, I don't know how or why, and I loved what Ramya said earlier about how this this journey is a long journey, the spiritual journey. I never even thought I was going to become spiritual. I just wanted to learn how to meditate. And then when I showed up in your living room, I wanted to learn how to relax. I never saw it going in this direction, of course. My experience when I'm in her presence is of being, like, I think I said it once before on one of these calls, she never has a bad day. Like, you know how your own mother, you know, sometimes has a bad day. And she just doesn't want to listen to you and your silly little things, you know, whatever. But the goddess never has a bad day. She's always there. She's always there and welcoming you and wants to be there for you, wants to, you know, listen to whatever your thing is that day that you're upset about and wants to help you achieve the things that you want to achieve. She's there for you in a loving and nurturing and consistent fashion.
That's fabulous. I just hear so much joy in your sharing, and I hope that others can pick that up, because that's what we need to experience, is that no matter what is going on in our life or how we perceive what's going on in our lives, there's that force that is within us, and that energy that is within us, that consciousness that is within us, that is ready to support us no matter what. And all we have to do, like you said, you just wanted to learn how to meditate to relax. Well, that's what it is all about. It's having that steady, relaxed state of mind and of presence of mind that will bring us the presence or the gifts of life, right? Yeah. So we're present to everything that is going to gift us. And it, whether it's a person, a place, a sacred place like a church or a mosque or synagogue or whatever it is, or a rock or a vortex or a temple, that vibrates with this energy, like you said about mother knowing her kid, Mother Mary knowing her kid, Christ, Jesus, was in the temple at 11 years old, full of thousands of people, and he was okay. That's amazing. We have to understand that we have that within us, no matter what is happening. Well, no matter what energy or what obstacle or whatever we have, if we are present to that knowingness that is growing within us, that is constantly being renewed within us, that's flowing like a fountain. I think Yagna used that analogy before. She said it's like a fountain that just keeps flowing and going back down and coming back up. So keep imagining that happening. Nothing can stop it. It can try to cut through it, but it won't do anything. It'll just get washed away. And then we stay steady in our manifestations, and not just like in a goal-oriented kind of way to get stuff or to get people to do stuff. As you know, of all people, Indrani, when you want things to go a certain way, you'll keep focusing on that, and that's good because your goal is that. But then if it doesn't happen exactly in that way, usually what happened or has happened for you is that it's a way better way that has come out. And why is it way better? Because you learn so much in the process, and you can never, ever be that old way of being who you were prior to that. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because how else will you learn? How else will any of us learn? Because people will say, do this, do that, and you do this and you do that, but you don't learn because you're just following them. That's why Baba said, Dr. Pillai says, don't follow me, experience it. Here's the path, but then experience the teachings, the meditations, the mantras. Have your own experience of it. Right? Like the Mother Mary says, go kid, go into that temple. Experience what it is going to be God consciousness. And then I'll be there to support you and comfort you. and, you know, be and send you good, loving thoughts and not worried and not anxious and not all the rest, even though she has every right to, right? My kid's going to die one day. That sucks, you know. She didn't think like that. Yeah, it was there, but she didn't grab onto that. She grabbed onto, this is what you got to go for right now, because this is going to make the biggest impact for you so that the divine can come through you and impact so many other people in your life. And you can't even imagine what that is going to be, but it's going to be great. That's what we're here to do in life. Because as all the greats have written, you know, living a quiet life and, you know, of suffering is just kind of, you know, missing the point. So, thanks, Indrani. Did you want to share anything else?
I just wanted to share that I had, this week was a very, they're very tumultuous for me. And I missed the call last week, and I hadn't had a chance to listen to it yet. But I love that you sort of gave us a review of it at the beginning of this call here, where I had an experience where I really lost my temper with my boss because something had happened that just was reflected badly on me, and it was inaccurate. And it was inaccurate that somebody said that I said something that I hadn't said, and I just lost my mind.
Okay.
I just lost my mind, and it's left me all week long. This was on Wednesday, I think it was, that this happened. Since Wednesday, I just haven't been able to like reconcile the whole thing for myself. I haven't been able to get to a place of how do I incorporate that? How do I get over that? I don't know what to do about myself. I'm concerned that I'm going back to how a kind of person that I used to be many years ago, like 20 years ago, and I don't want that.
Mm-hmm. So
at
are
the
you
same time, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what to do. I am asking for your advice.
Okay, so as long as, I'll just keep it general. So, This is kind of similar to Radha's situation, right? Radha, who just shared. About
I slept through the meditation, by the way, again, and I didn't hear Radha share. I'm so sorry. I woke up when Ramya was talking. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's good. So,
I'm sure I incorporated it on some level.
You did. You did, because you asked the question. So here it is. So Radha was just sharing, and this has happened to a lot of people. That's why maybe it's coming through in the talk. As I always say, I don't even know what I'm going to say most of the time. So what had come through in Radha sharing is that she doesn't know which way to go anymore in this particular area of her life, which was related to career. So you might want to rewind this and listen to that part. So what her insights were that I have to keep trying. I have to keep going and taking the steps no matter what has been done up until that point. And then just know that because the planets are a little bit, there's a lot of planets now, with Sun moving through Taurus. So it's going to shake up our sense of comfortability. So whatever we were comfortable with and that got shaken up this week or maybe previous weeks, whatever, and it's come to this point, it's bringing to our awareness exactly what you said. I cannot go back to being the same way I was 20 years ago in this situation. And your reaction or your response to the situation might be appropriate, but you can't judge it. So there's whatever has happened, and spontaneously it happened for a divine reason. And so whether you judge it as being good or bad, it's up to the divine to reveal to you. Now, what can you do moving forward to come out of it. You just know it's been done, and now you have to take the steps for you to explain yourself. And you can explain yourself through words or through written, if that's more comfortable, or you can trust that it is exactly what needed to be done. And then your actions in your life thereafter, in particular to this work situation, are going to reveal something else that you want to put there. So if you look at the situation and you say, well, okay, this boss, what have my preconceived ideas about this boss have been? And what did I do to make that to actually come true?
And you know, I really felt like I got bitten by a snake.
Okay.
Like I really felt like I thought everything's going okay now, finally. Like everything's going great and I'm starting to form relationships with people, like important people at the and in my work to get my work accomplished. And it felt like a betrayal. Like, you know, you're sitting in the grass, tall grass, having a great time, and then all of a sudden a snake comes out of nowhere and bites you, and you're like, what? I thought we were getting along so well, Mr. Snake.
Exactly. So better is it...
So I feel stupid, like, okay, I probably should have seen this happening.
No. Don't feel stupid about it. It's happened, right? So don't feel anything about it other than it has shown you what that situation is. And you have to be totally, totally alert now. Sometimes there are going to be snakes in our life or situations in our life that could bite us if we don't attune to it, if we don't keep our wits about us. You know, there's the saying, and this has been, I don't know if I've shared it here or maybe in other calls, but working with Hanuman Das, he has said there'll be 2,000 people who I've helped through this service. And there will be 1,000 that says, my God, you have totally helped me. You've transformed my life. You stuck with me even though I was kicking and screaming and going against you. I'm so grateful. Then there will be 1,000 or maybe even more who will say, you didn't help me. You're this, you're that. And he will say, that's fine. Okay. What else can I do to help? I don't want to, you know, they'll be so mad at him. Then somewhere down the road, his predictions came true. They saw their mistake that they had made. They come to him like, you know, like a dog with the tail between the legs. Mm. And they say, oh, my God, you showed me this. You did this. You did this. You're, you know, I'm so sorry. You know, and then he says, that's okay. No problem. And then, but what he says is, it's like in life. Once you know that you have been crossed by that, so you've been bitten by the snake, it doesn't mean that you take the snake to bed and go and hug it and love it.
Mm.
A snake is a snake.
Mm.
It has that ability. So then you just know how to deal with it. You know, feed it some mice or something, you know.
Mm.
Like, give it something that it wants.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that's how you trust, you know, that... this is a karmic moment. It's something that I have to learn how to deal with. And it's going to help me down the road. Because what's going to happen, Indrani, is you're going to move forward in life because that's your goal. And that snake might leave your life, but a bigger one will come.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do in that moment? Well, you won't get bitten because you'll know, oh, that's the sneaky thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the energy of the snake. I'm not saying that your boss is a snake and you're not saying that your boss is a snake or something.
Not at all.
It's
no,
like
not at
that.
All.
It's just a metaphor. It's something that poisons us or bites us and out of nowhere, you know, and we're just totally not alert. But we were alert. We just didn't take it serious enough.
Yeah.
Does that help?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay. Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Indrani, and I hope it's helped other people too. As you, it's so great when you share, and Ramya and Radha and everyone else who is sharing over the weeks and over the months and over the years. It's so great because it helps everyone to understand that there is a place we can come to and we can learn things about how this spiritual path that we've chosen or haphazardly fallen upon, how we can navigate and how we can apply the teachings in our lives. So thanks so much,
thank you,
Indrani.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Nope, I'm going to go on mute now. Thank you very much.
Okay, let us know how it goes.
I will.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else who wants to ask a question or share about your own experience, or if this was an enlightening call for you? You definitely can share it in this forum right now, or write in. Definitely I'd love to hear from you. Sundays with Sucharita at Ply Center, or plain Sucharita at Ply Center. So again, read the blog. It's a great map to kind of follow what's going to happen, or how to use the energies, or how to be more aware or alert of these energies from the planets that are not just balls in the sky. They're energies within us that are getting activated by circumstances outside of us, apparently. And then we have to resonate with that, because it presents a karma so we can learn. And once we learn, or once we have an experience, then we can learn, take the steps to do the thing, and then that way we've learned something or unlearned something. And when we unlearn something or learn something, we have freedom. Freedom is when we're in that relaxed state. And that's what meditation does. It gets us into a relaxed state where clarity can reveal the thing that we need to know next. Is someone else there?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Shanti!
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good.
Good. I wanted to ask you a question because I'm just needing clarification about this. I'm in the advisory program and I'm in the process of things. And I would say it just like that, in the process of things. right in the middle, like, I think, like a whirlwind of things. So certain things have been, like, doing well for me, and then there's a lot of things that haven't been doing well, but I haven't been personally feeling like I'm blaming anything in the program, but I have been being honest about, am I a snake? This is my question. Are you saying I'm a snake? Because I was saying, well, this has been working, but this hasn't been working yet. Am I a snake? Because I don't feel like everything's been working yet. Are you, like in the last metaphor you were just saying, that like there are people that are going to say, yeah, this is really working out. And people are going to say, well, this is working out, but this is, like, this is me. I haven't said nothing's working out, but, like, there are things that aren't working out yet. But I don't feel like it's ended forever. I feel like I'm in the process of it. I feel like it can work out. Am I a snake because I've been questioning things?
I don't know about that. I mean, unless you feel like you are one.
No, I'm saying from your example, I'm, like, thinking, are you guys... Is that what's happening? Like, I just don't understand.
No, not at all. Shanti, it's good that you're bringing this up. And that's what happens, is that we look in our lives and we say, oh, where are we messing up? And it can be an advisory, it can be on our, on our career path, it can be anywhere in our life. But we are always looking towards what we can do to come out of it. So what you're seeing, or maybe what you're expressing, is where are you creating a situation that doesn't really necessarily resonate with that? So if you're thinking or saying or even asking the question about it, the answer is no. But what I'm going to ask you, how do you want to come out of that? Like even asking that question. What is in your consciousness that is saying,
Elias thing?
Because I'm just feeling like I'm just not sure if I'm doing the right things, and then I'm seeing like things kind of fall apart, but I also can see why they're falling apart, like even planetary wise, and I'm having like I'm literally this week having a complete breakdown, and I'm feeling like I need more like support, like back, not support spiritually, because I actually feel very spiritually supported. It's not that. It's more like a verbal processor, so going through things verbally or even just like validation. Keep going, you're doing fine. Just like stuff like that. Like, and I've been feeling like kind of alone this week as far as I don't know what else to do. I'm doing everything. I don't know what else to do. And in the process of that, I've been feeling like it's been misunderstood of me saying that I feel like somebody else is doing something wrong. I don't feel that way. I don't feel like anybody's doing anything wrong but me. And I'm just trying to figure out what it is that I'm doing wrong. And so I'm trying to reach out, and I don't know how else to do that. Does that
I get it now. Thanks for saying that. So, and this is really helpful for other people too, because it will help for us to understand when we are going through, as you heard from, I don't know when you jumped on the call today, but everyone who has shared has said the same thing. There are times where they just don't even know what has happened. In particular, in this past, with Indrani, she just said this past week, this past few days, it's been really disturbing here, and she doesn't know how to let go of it. The situation arose. So I don't know how to feel good about it, bad about it. I don't want to feel the same way as I felt for the past 20 years. And she's not even in that same job or country or same people around her. It's her. So what I'm saying here, the support that we can give you here, is that you're gonna be, all this stuff is turned up, it's showing up, it's churned up, and it's showing to you whatever you're sharing with other people. It's okay to do that, but also what you need to do now is to move forward and say, okay, this is what it is up until this point, and look at it and see, like Indrani was saying, I don't want to be the same person coming and saying and seeing the same thing. I don't want to keep seeing that person is good or bad or whatever it is. I just have to note, okay, that's in my life. That's what's reflecting back on me. It's causing me to feel upset. If I have to verbally process, then you've got to find a way to verbally process. You've got to find people around you that can do that for you, that have the time or the energy or whatever it is that you need. And you have to look if it's your mother, if it's your friends, if it's your colleagues at work, if it's your psychologist or a counselor or a doctor or someone that you can do that verbal processing with, because that's something you know that you exactly need that will help you, then you do you ask the divine to show you that. So any program that you're in, if that's not available to you right at that time, then you don't kick the program, or you don't like you said, you're focusing on the things that are going well, but you also need that other verbal support, and that's not available to you, then you've got to find it in your life. Just like people come and they say, oh, I need my finances to change, and I'm doing this program that Dr. Ply has put out, and it says this is going to change your finances. And you do the program, and it doesn't change the finances because you haven't taken the steps to get the support outside in your life. Just as Indrani, she will have to get the support that she needs to help to rectify the situation at work. She will have to get the support that she needs from her boss to see her boss in a different light. She'll have to get support from her family, from her friends, from her work colleagues to keep her on focus and not be focusing on what is making her upset or angry or frustrated or all the rest about what's happening. Or she may just go into her room and just get the support, or go to the church and get the support from Mother Mary. We don't know. Same with Radha. And I'm just saying these people because these people share just today. So you're not the only person that's going through the situation that you're going through. And if you need, if you know that you need verbal support or confirmation or affirmation, then you, and you need to process it verbally, and that's not available in whatever program that you're in, then you've got to take the steps in your life to get that so that you can process that through others. It's like, you know, God is going to maybe not talk to people in a way, or Goddess is not going to talk to people in a way they understand or can verbally process or visually, like people get really upset when they can't visually see anything, or they can't imagine stuff, or they can't feel stuff. I've had somebody who just wrote out recently from the Light Body program. They're paying $1,000 a month, and they said, I don't feel a thing. And I've just spent $12,000 or $10,000, whatever it is, because they got on the early bird special. Maybe it was $10,000. That's a lot of money. And then they are saying, all this time, I didn't feel a thing. So what to do? You look in the life and you say, where do you not feel in life? And then that opens up the awareness. So it took all that time to keep going after that which you want. If you want the verbal support, if you want whatever you want, you have to go after all areas of your life to get that. If it's not available in the
term of advisory, I just thought that I would be able to say when I'm writing and I'm saying I'm feeling like this, or I don't know if I should do this and this, and then I don't hear anything back. I don't understand that, because to me it would be like I just assumed that when it's in like crisis time like that, where I'm trying to make quick decisions, the people that I want to go to are you, not a therapist who doesn't have this kind of background or care about that. Like, the people I want to go to are you. So that's the because other people won't understand necessarily. I mean, I'm sure some people, I mean, there are going to be people in the world, but when you're working six jobs and you're working 14 to 17 hour days, I don't have time to go find those people and to talk to. And so sometimes the people I want to talk to are you.
Yeah, literally, you. Right.
Like,
I understand. And the thing is, too, is that, you know, as I don't want to get too into your personal, but I will comment, is that just as with I have with Radha and Indrani, and so that when you're moving forward, is that you've got to just keep working, okay? You've got to just keep doing what you're doing. And if it is hard work for you, you have to do it.
Yeah.
And if you are going to kick and scream and be mad at it, then you will get mad at it enough until something breaks through where that opportunity comes where you will say, I am mad enough now to go for what I really want. Or, I'm just tired of this. I cannot do it anymore. And then you will move in a different direction. And when you decide to let go of all that stuff that is within you, that's only being expressed because the job karma or the career karma has not given the fruits that you want to bear. So if you're not hearing from me or from anyone else because it's the same thing over and over and over, it's because it's being updated. But the same guidance is going to be given back to you. So the guidance is going to be the same. And so it's just like this, you have to give each other a timeout.
It's the same thing going on.
Yeah, but you've got to change who you are in it, is what I'm saying. So first of all, you've got to take a time out. You've got to look on the Skype chat and see how many days in a row you've said the same thing over and over, right? And the thing is that is going to happen for a certain period of time until you bust through that karma. That's what's been given. And so it's like with Indrani, she's been told her boss is going to go away on leave. But she says, I can't stand my boss, I can't stand my boss, I can't stand my boss. Now she's going to say, my boss is going on leave, my boss is going on leave, my boss is going on leave. There's going to be a breakthrough. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to be kind to myself. I'm going to be working really hard. If things come up that's been said about me that are terrible and it's not true, it doesn't matter. I'm going to take the steps to rectify it. I'm not going to kick and scream. I'm going to get upset because that's natural, but then I'm going to take the steps so that the next interaction is going to be peaceful, it's going to be clear, it's going to be calm, and I'm going to keep working towards whatever it is that I got to do. And if I can't help myself to come out of my anger and fear and frustration and all the rest, then I got to go get other help. I seriously got to go get other help. Because this is something that will show up even if the best career job opportunity comes. That part of you will still be in you. And it will destroy that opportunity, just as it is with Indrani. She said,
well, no,
I
agree with you. Like I've been learning, I'm not learning things. I'm learning thousands of things. Like mm-hmm. every minute of every day, I'm learning thousands of things. Mm-hmm. So there's no stoppage of learning or growth. And I want you to like really know that I get that. You might think that I'm saying the same thing. For me, there's literally thousands of things every day that I'm going, oh. Like I had no idea this, and I had like, and one of the big ones that keeps getting reiterated is what you just said, which is everything is the same. If I'm doing this job or I'm doing this job, it's all the same job. I'm going to have the same issue come up with the same kind of personality, with the same kind of reaction from me, with the same dedication or lack of, whatever, it's the same job. It doesn't matter if I'm singing or I'm sweeping, it's the same job. And I'm learning that a ton, and I'm learning that even when I'm doing these jobs that I don't want to do, that I'm actually burning through karma that I would have had to do if I was singing, it's the same karma. Like, it doesn't matter. So I could literally be doing anything right now, and I'll be doing the same thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You just said that I've been trying to say that in my. I feel like in my messages to you, I feel like I'm learning a thousand things about like the holistic thing of life. It's helped me in my perspective, like, well, I'd rather be working it through here than working it through in my career and have something really awful happen that stops my career. I'd rather be doing it in this that I don't care about.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and I really feel that I've gotten that all the last couple of weeks. It's been very clear to me that I'm fortunate in that way to be practicing or working through things in this so that it's not as directly affecting me. In the long term, it's a short term thing, and I get that. So what you're saying, I'm just I didn't mean to cut you off, but yeah, absolutely, I'm getting that loud and clear thousands of times, and I'm learning tons and tons of stuff. I'm just having like major emotional breakdowns around like, I think, and I've been doing research on like Saturn, because Saturn's like directly over my moon right now again for the second time this year, and it's going to do it again because it's retrograding. So it's just constantly, I'm in Sati. Sati's constantly going literally just over my moon, over my moon, over my moon the whole year. And I was researching it, and it was like, okay, this the emotional stuff I'm feeling is all of that, like, What is this? I've never had to do these things before in my life. This is what most everybody has to do in this profession. Everybody has to do these works. I've been fortunate enough until now to never have to do them. My whole life I've never had to do these things, and now I have to do them. And it's so upsetting to me, like, in my pride and my ego, I'm, like, freaking out. You know what I mean? Just ego-wise, I'm like, this is the lowest of the low for like what I'm supposed, like, because I've never had to do this, and I used that as a way of me thinking that I was in a better place. even though I wasn't, but I thought I was because I didn't have to do that. And now I have to do that. That's the thing that I'm like, ew, at least I've never had to do that. You know what I mean? And now I'm doing it. That's all I'm doing. And I'm actually getting really good at it, by the way. I'm actually finding pride in doing it well, which is also, like, who are you? I don't even know who I am. Are you following, or am I rambling?
No, you're saying exactly what everyone else, the message has come through. So the message that is coming through is that the planets now are upsetting all of us in a way that it's kind of disturbing our comfort zone, our comfortability. And the divine will do that because it will never want us to be comfortable to express divinity. So it wants us to express divinity at our lowest points and at our highest points and at our most complacent points in life. So you should be acknowledging yourself first and foremost, and you don't need to seek acknowledgement outside of this right now because you've just had a major breakthrough. So congratulations on that. In that, once you experience what it is, like Ramya said, no matter what she goes through, she knows that this energy is so strong and so comforting for her and so assuring her so much at even any of the difficulties she's going through year after year. Year after year, not day after day or a couple of months. It's year after year, this person has had to face adversity and continues. And only since Navaratri a few months ago did she feel, I'm going to be okay. So maybe you had grace of God to not have to experience it, but then that was almost a ripoff.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. Like, oh my gosh, it's been a lie almost. You know, until now I'm really getting... Like, I'm getting so much about, like, I'm sorry, I just can't stop crying the last couple of days, but I'm getting so much about, like, people and like, I feel so bad for not just me, but for everybody that's in these situations and how people treat each other in these situations. It's very broad and big. It's not even just... It's like I'm in it to learn not just about me, but about like a side of humanity that I have, like you said, been cheated out of knowing about. And it hasn't felt like blessed, but now I'm seeing it's like, this is the reality. Like, this is a reality for a lot of people is what I'm going through. And I didn't know. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah,
no idea that this that it was the way it is, you know.
And this is your breakthrough because you are going to be a superstar. And when you are going to be on that stage and performing for people, they're going to feel that. They're going to feel how much you care and how much you have compassion for other people and how much your presence, whether it's for a two-minute song or dance or whatever it is that you do, they're going to see, experience, feel, hear, and deeply be moved, and they're going to want more of that. And that's where your most rewarding and fulfillment of life will be, that force that will move through you and move others to the point of tears. And you won't say, oh, I'm sorry I made you cry. No, you'll be so happy that you could move people so that they could experience something, feel something other than what they have been exposed to. Whether it's good or bad or blessed or not blessed or ripped off or cheated or whatever, that you have experienced that. And that is because you invited the divine to come in and shake up your reality up until this point. And this point will never ever be able to go back because it's gotten to the core of you. And thank you, Shanti, for taking the courage and the time to come and state in this general forum. And thanks everyone who's still here listening, supporting and holding the space, because this group coaching, I call it, is, you know, given that you, everyone here who has shared has been something inside of you has inspired you to say, come on, we got to help other people to see where we're not waking up and to see it's okay to wake up, because you're going to have all that support and all that love to be who you are in any given moment, and then to come through it and see something about yourself, and then to move forward in a whole new way that you can stay on your target now. Stay totally focused on your target, because now you know that you're a totally different person and you will be that totally different person. You can never be the same Shanti Leon as you have been up until this point. And then as you move forward, the doors are going to open now. The opportunities are going to open because you're different now. And you'll have that knowingness that I'm going to be total compassion. I'm going to be totally empathetic. But I'm not going to be dragged down by the waves of emotions of others. You'll be the waves, but you won't be pulled into the despair of it all. So you'll know, okay, this is only how much I can handle. And this is what I can do. But I've gone to those depths, so I can relate to it.
Exactly, and I never could before. Like,
right. Because
I never did. Like, I even remember just being like, I was a hostess when I was 16. Like, that's the first and last time I've ever had to do anything like that. And I was horrible at everything. And I was like, I should never do this. I'm horrible at this. I'll never do. I am now. People are like, oh, you're so lovely. Thank you so much. You're so good. You're one of the best we are. It's making me laugh, because I'm like, if you knew what it's taken for me to, or the pounding it's taken on me to get to the point where I could be, to rejoice even just for a second in this, and to try to be better, and in doing so, I have learned about, like, humanity. I've learned not just mine, but, like, all kinds of different. I'm trying to talk about it quickly and not make you long-winded. That's why I'm struggling. But it's like, yeah, like, so much to overcome personally, because I have not been. I mean, I was telling my mom, I'm like, I've never even had calluses on my hands, and now I'm completely bruised up. My whole body is completely bruised. I'm sore every day, and I can't walk, and I'm, like, sitting there going, who is this person? But at the same time, like what you said, the other side of it is exactly that. I can relate now. Like, I know what this is. I know what the life is. I know what the one, you know, the millions of people that are like, I want to be doing this, and I'm doing this, and I don't want to be doing this. Like, I know exactly what that is now. I can't just, like, you know, hypothetical whatever. I know what that is deeply, and I feel like I'm being, I've almost squished into knowing it more than I even need to, probably. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I need to really get it. I need to get it for me. I need to get it for people. I know, yeah, right? Is that what you're...
Yeah, you said it. You're there. Rejoice in it.
It's
good.
It's big to get rid of. Then I think the thing that's crying, because this is my first day off in like 6 weeks, which I don't know why I got a day off, but I did. So, and just crying a lot to, like, because it's really hard. It's also I think it's just like a release,
mm-hmm.
of like what I've had to overcome in my own, well, sorry for swearing, but my own bullshit, like, just to do it. Do you know what I mean? And to overcome my own stuff. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. And you're doing it. So the thing, too, and this is what everyone's going to hear who's listening and maybe listening to the recording after, is that what Dr. Pillai has shared and many of the masters have shared is that when it's a good sign or indicator. We always want to know, okay, is this it? Have we connected to our deepest part of ourselves, that soul level, and that's going to forever guide us moving forward? And that the telltale sign is that we break down and cry. Tears at such a deep level, like you said, releasing, or that profound experience, or the awareness, or the enlightened thoughts that come after that, that's when you know the divine is connecting. And that's when you know the ego has gotten to the point where it's not going to be able to give you head fakes anymore. It can't fool you anymore into knowing what you need to be and do, think, act, say. So crying is a sign that the divine is finally got to that point of view where it says, okay, I'm here with you. Every step of the way, every hour that you work, all the work you do is toil, the toiling that you have to do, the bleeding, the banged up body, the banged up mind, then what you have to do, and not just you, Shanti, but everyone, you have to take rest. And even if you can't rest at work, you just have to rest in knowing at work, I have the divine, I have people around me to support me, and I have a goal that is not going to be this for the rest of my life, and I have to keep my mind focused on that goal because I definitely know that I can't have this for the rest of my life. And then the divine will say, okay, you're sure. Now you're sure. Now you know that you're going to be on a world stage and you're sure that you can handle that energy and you can handle the attack publicly that people are going to have and you'll be okay.
Do you think it gets like this because of the resistance in like me, like our humans or whatever? Do you think it gets like that hard because of a resistance we have?
We resist that which we, really knows that's good for us. And then once we see what's good for us, then we go, why did it take me so long? Right?
Yeah.
So, what I can share with you in a practical way is, you've been working hard, so get some rest while you can. And, make sure that you have the proper food and nutrition and physical rest. And before you get back out there and have to do your work. And then don't think too much about this or that. Just, allow everything to settle. So get steady with everything settling because the sun is the soul and the sun now is in Taurus, so it will help you to have a steady mind. So whenever you feel yourself going off into analysis or into some emotion that's taking you into some thoughts that, you just want to figure it out, then you will get more of that. So the steadiness can be just a peace of mind now, peace of mind. Okay. I've had my revelation. I've had my confirmation, my acknowledgement. I feel that within. I can relate to people, but I can't get dragged down into all of the stuff. Otherwise, I won't be able to function.
Okay.
So take care is my final message to, not just to you, Shanti, but to everybody. Take care because it's been a turbulent month. And then this month, actually it's only a couple more weeks up until, the middle of June, really set your goals and be really focused on your goal and get so clear about how you want to be in that goal once it has manifested, who you're going to be in it. And then that will be the steps that you take towards it. And if you have to write, if you have to go and Google, do a search and just say, lively, motivated, happy, grateful, go on dictionary.com or thesaurus.com. I do it. And I go, what are other words that are going to bring out that emotion in me or get me excited about, I just want it to be better. now, you know, that's kind of vanilla. So, you know, spice up and get really colorful and get very clear in what it is, the goal that you want to manifest and who you are being in it. And even, like, take pictures of, you know, people or situations and stick your, you know, Photoshop your head on it. And that's you being in it. And here's your boss, or here's your colleague, or here's your parent, or here's your family member. You know, whatever that goal is that you want to manifest, who are the people around it in that scene of your life, and then who are you in it? What do you look like? How do you feel? Are you chilling on the beach or whatever, right? Even if you're working, you can still have that, imagine yourself just being totally relaxed and totally, you know, tanned and whatever, you know, everything is there for you. You don't have to worry about ordering in or ordering out or doing this or doing that, you know, to get your food. It's all there. The scene is there, and you're living every day into it, and you're imagining yourself being in it. That's the most powerful way to bring in your into your meditations what it is. So if you don't know what it is, you say what the scene is that you want to manifest, and you keep taking the steps towards that scene. And if you're not visual, you want to hear it, then, you know, go on to the YouTube and, you know, watch different videos of Dr. Pillai giving a teaching. And then that energy that comes through him, through Pillai Center YouTube, that energy, if he gives you a teaching about the goddess or instant manifestation or imagining yourself, or even if you're listening to an audio, you don't go onto the YouTube, you don't watch a video, you will feel that energy coming into you. And that is what you will guide you. So that you won't have to say, oh, am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? Because you've got to, we're all at that point where everything's been just churned up. So all we can do is just keep taking the steps towards what it is that we want to manifest and not paying attention to the other things, including that which is in our own mind that is just trying to make up that something is right or wrong with us or someone else. So thanks for everyone for listening today and for participating today and holding the support for everyone. And I just want to close out this session with a request from everyone, whether you're coming live to the calls or whether you are just listening afterwards or whether you come and go. Just know that whatever it is that you're doing, everyone else is going through the same thing. So if we pray for one another, just put that intention. Because prayer is just a deep contemplation or focus or meditation on a thought. And maybe it is, in a general sense, we can pray that everyone gets their heaven on earth life. Whatever that is for that person, that particular individual soul, in this program or other programs, coming or going, that every time you tap in, you're going to receive the prayers of everyone else. That so that we can all live heaven on earth in our lives, our individual lives. And then that is part of the big picture of the divine coming through each and every one. So pray, if we pray for others, then we will automatically be praying for ourselves. So God bless everyone. And have a good week ahead, and do your practices and your meditations. And then if you need to send an email, you can do that with questions or or whatever it is. And also one thing that I wanted to wrap up with is Dr. Plies, he has a very limited schedule where he sees people at an event or in person throughout a year. And next week he's going to be, on the 31st, he will be in the UK. So if you're anywhere near the UK, or you can go to the UK event, the London event, go on to Ply Center. I believe there's seats still available. And you can go see him in person. It will be a tremendous blessing for you. And then, again, he's going to be in the U.S. only one time this year for an event, and that is going to be for a few days in and around Guru Purnima, which is July. I think it's the third week of July. But you just can go on to Ply Center. And then I'm just going to go here, Mount Shasta. So it's called the Mount Shasta Retreat under Events tab on Ply Center. And that's July 28th to August 2nd. And there's a good deal right now going on where you can save a couple hundred bucks to get into that seminar. And if you can't, then, you know, you just want to be able to do something that you can be connected to his teachings. So as I mentioned, keep visiting Ply Center. Keep visiting AstroVed.com. Keep visiting the YouTubes. And then that intelligence will come through. And that will help you to move forward in your life with more grace and ease. Okay, everyone, God bless you. And thanks, everyone, for sharing. Take care. Bye-bye.